Let's speak to the security journalist, Bran Rowan. Bran, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What's happening here, Bran?
A couple of things going on, Stephen. A statement, first of all, last week on Thursday from this faction, Ogli na Héireann, claiming a grenade attack on police at Twinbrook. And in that statement, warning that more attacks would follow. Now, in that incident, no one was hurt. There was damage to a number of vehicles. The police said it had been very fortunate that no one had been seriously injured or indeed killed. So in a follow-up to that development, there was another statement yesterday from this faction, Ogli na Héireann, claiming again to have thrown a grenade at police at Barnfield Road at Twinbrook. Now, the police have yet to confirm whether there has been such an attack, but just a couple of hours before that statement came from dissidents, the police had issued an appeal for information after a loud bang had been heard in that area of Barnfield Road in the early hours of yesterday morning. So if it turns out to be another attack, then it's a confirmation and a follow-on from that threat issued by this group less than a week ago, Stephen.
So they're dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And are they getting more dangerous?
Well, you know my view on this, Stephen. I've expressed it to you on numerous occasions. This organisation has the ability to kill and wants to kill. In its past, it has been responsible for what it would have termed the headline bomb at Palace Barracks in 2010. Palace Barracks houses the Northern Ireland headquarters of MI5. It also admitted putting the bomb under the car of Police Constable Petter Heffron. A whole series of other attacks and attempted attacks on police. So certainly it has a very dangerous capacity and ability. Has it the wherewithal to sustain a campaign? Could it ever match what the IRA carried out over a period of some decades? The answer to both those questions is no. And there has been this pressing and pushing from Sinn Féin and from the Sinn Féin leadership to try to get the dissident factions to engage in a dialogue. Martin McGuinness repeated that recently at the Sinn Féin Ardèche, urging these dissident groups to engage with the mainstream Republican leadership. And there are some hints now, Stephen, that door may well open. Close to this faction, Ogli na Héireann, you have another group called Republican Network for Unity. It posted a video on its own website at the weekend. It spoke to itself in many senses. One of its leadership people, Kieran Cunningham, was interviewed by another member of Republican Network for Unity, Martin Óg Meehan, where they discussed this possibility of dialogue with Sinn Féin. And Cunningham said that it would be a sign of weakness not to respond. I spoke to him yesterday. I've carried some of his words. carried some of his words in a report in today's Belfast Telegraph. He told me that there has been email contact between Sinn Féin and Republican Network for Unity on the possibility of a dialogue and on the possibility of an agenda for that dialogue. He accused Sinn Féin of trying to restrict the agenda to armed actions, the armed actions of dissidents, the credibility and the morality of those actions. How creditable are they? Is this killing for killing's sake? But Cunningham's argument was that there should be no boundaries to any dialogue and that if they do engage, then it has to be on a much wider agenda.
And yet we're hearing also that they want some assurances before they will meet Sinn Féin.
That's right.
What assurances?
Well, what they're saying is this a Sinn Féin stunt? Are Sinn Féin asking for a dialogue just to say that they have engaged with dissidents? Or is it to be a serious discussion? Now, this is business, Stephen, and unfinished business for the Republican community. Unionist politicians are not going to persuade the dissidents to stop. The security forces aren't going to persuade the dissidents to stop. And this has to be a big discussion within the Republican community. Now, I think what Sinn Féin would argue and what Martin McGuinness was saying at the Ardèche is, of course, there is room in the Republican community for a second opinion, for a different opinion, for something that differs from the Sinn Féin position. But there is no room for armed actions. So that is the dialogue that Martin McGuinness is looking for. if Republican Network for Unity are to engage in that dialogue, then that's one group from within a very fractured and disparate dissident world. You still have all of those other groups, the 32 County Sovereignty Movement, the Real IRA, the Continuity IRA, Republican Sinn Féin. But what this would be if it happens, Stephen, is a start, and it would be a step in the right direction. Would there be any guarantee it would deliver an end to armed actions? There is no such thing as that guarantee. But at least we would have people in the room of different opinions arguing out their positions. And I think when you go into dialogue, there is always the possibility that people can change your mind.
Okay. Barney, thank you very much indeed. Morning.